Oh, I have just missed you guys so much. There's a lot to talk about. Where have I been? Spring game's coming up. I mean, Mike Norvell's talking good about this team. Guys, we got a lot to get into, and I am happy to be doing it again on season two of the Know It All podcast, starting now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Know It All podcast. I am Kyle Wright. It's been a minute. It's been a long time. I'm just going to kind of kick back here in my computer chair and take a look at the levels here. Maybe should have checked those before I started recording, but everything's looking good so far, so I missed you guys. Hell, it's been almost 3 months. I'm going to talk about kind of what I've been going through here in just a moment. But before we get there, I want to let you guys know, season two, we're back. Happy to be back. Excited to be back. We love our Florida State Seminoles. You know, season two is just going to run just like season one. I think I had a lot of success doing that, and I had a good time doing it. You know, I'm not a guy that follows the team. Like, I'm not in Tallahassee. I'm not at practices. I'm not watching practices. Like, I have no access to those things. So, for me to drop weekly right now episodes, I mean, it's kind of difficult. So, really, unless there's, like, an emergency or something big happens and I need to drop an episode, right now we're just going to run with the monthly releases just like last year. You know, there will be two here in the month of April. This one, where I'm just kind of getting myself back into the groove. And then, of course, we're going to go right after the spring game. Today's kind of play into like a spring game preview, if you will. Just going to tell you what I want to see. Like, what I will be at the spring game. And just like last year, there are specific things that I want to see. This team's got a lot of question marks going in. And maybe not to the national media, maybe not to most of the Tallahassee media. But for me, this is a fan podcast, and I have some question marks. So there are certain things that I want to see. And I'm looking forward to doing it. And, you know, of course, we'll do our schedule breakdown. I think the last year, what did I do that in, like, I think July and August, if I'm not mistaken. Next time I come on here for the spring game recording, I'll have a better idea of what I want to do and when. So today we're going to talk about the spring game. I'm going to tell you if I'm going to buy or sell Mike Norvell's comments from this past week. I'll tell you what those are in just a little while. Before that, though, kind of want to tell you guys a little bit about where I've been. First of all, my family and I moved from, you know, from Marianna back down into the Panama City area. You know, moving is crappy anyway. And this was over an hour move. And we just have so much. You never know how much shit you have until you move. And then you're like, okay, we have way too much shit. And so it's been a lot of organizing. I still don't even have my studio all the way set up. I'm kind of recording with a little makeshift setup. That's probably why. I mean, there's probably a little echo in the back. I don't even have all my sound panels up yet. That's coming soon, though. We're very close. We're very close. I got some other stuff in the works here. Got to get with my good buddy Drew Gorman. We're working on some projects, or a big project, and can't really go into too much more detail than that. But also want to, not sure how much of this I can go into, but back, I think, the last episode I dropped was on like January 14th, if I'm not mistaken. It was right around that time. And then on January 19th, I was involved in a very serious car accident. I got hit head on by a drunk driver on Highway 231, just driving home to Marianna one night, and homeboy came into the wrong lane and hit me head on. And thank God I was in, you know, I was in my truck, a truck that meant a lot to me. My grandfather passed away back on December 12th and left his truck to me in the will. And I had only had the truck for, once I got, you know, you got through the denial portion of losing my grandpa, which was probably the hardest death I've ever dealt with in a family, just because, you know, don't want to get, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be like a sob story or nothing, but my grandfather was there for me a lot when I was young. And it was the hardest death I've ever had to deal with. So once I got through the denial and the delinquency of all that, I finally got the truck legalized in my name on January 9th. And I had the truck in my name for 10 days. It was only like the fourth or fifth time I had driven it. And it's gone. And, you know, one of those things where you wish it was your fault. But we'll go into a lot more detail about that once the dust is settled. Because, I mean, it's April 4th right now, and the dust still isn't settled. But I just wanted you guys to kind of know where I've been, what I've been through, why I haven't been recording, dropping episodes. I planned on taking some time off anyway after the season, especially last season, because it was such an amazing season, but it had such just a fucking terrible, terrible ending. And it's not because of the team. It's just because of the College Football Playoff Committee and where it left us and all the opt-outs for the bowl game, which, again, don't blame the players. Don't blame anybody for opting out of that game. But that's just kind of where I've been, what I've been through, and figured I at least somewhat owed you guys an explanation on why I haven't really been dropping episodes. So there's that for you. And enough of the fucking crying, enough of the sobbing. We'll do that at another time, because right now we got to talk about Florida State football. The spring game is on April 20th. In the absolutely decimated Dope Campbell Stadium. That's a different episode. I think maybe my May episode, I'm going to have my buddies, just great friends of mine, Josh Tucker, Colby Mongold, Colton Thursby, Jason Turk. If any of those guys are available, I'd love to have them over and just kind of dice up what we think about Florida State's stadium renovations. And I think for the most part, we're all like excited to see what it's going to look like, but also kind of confused on why this is happening. Don't want to give too much of that away. So I have four big things that I want to see that I'll be looking for at the spring game on April 20th. The first thing is I think Lawrence Toafili is still recovering from his surgery. So I want to see kind of the balance, how much Roydell Williams will we see, how much Keziah Holmes are we expecting to see in this offense? Because I expect Lawrence Toafili to get a majority of the carries, a majority of the workload once he is 100% back. But Keziah and Roydell are both just dogs. And, I mean, I really see these guys ended up being 2A, 2B, kind of a little bit like it was back when it was like Devontae Freeman, James Wilder, Carlos Williams was getting some totes. You know, back in that 2013 team, 2014, that area, I just want to see, I mean, because you got your clear number one, but you've got a couple of dogs at number two. I want to see what this team's going to look like at the running back position. Losing Trey Benson is a big-time loss. The dude's probably going to be the first running back taken off the board. And many, many mock drafts agree with me, whether that's the late first round, early to mid second round. The need for running back is plentiful, but people, you know, there's a lot more, a lot of big time players in that first round of the NFL draft this year. So I don't think Trey Benson going in the second round is a knock on Trey. I just think that's there's bigger needs in the league right now than running back, if that makes sense. But yeah, Keziah, Roydell, I that's one of my big storylines that I'm looking forward to. I want to see kind of how the workload is going to get split. I know Florida State doesn't do the traditional spring game, so it's going to be a little bit different. They do the weird, start from the 20-yard line thing, but I am looking forward to seeing that and seeing how they split the running back workload, at least at the spring game. Another thing I'm looking forward to here is that young receiving core. Now, we know Kentron Portier is going to be back, and it looks like Kentron's going to be kind of taking the helm as wide receiver one. Now, this is a guy last year who struggled to get playing time, and this year he's going to be wide receiver one. I mean, they had Malik Benson come in. They had Jaylen Brown come in. You got Hakeem Williams, who was a five-star. He'll be going into his sophomore season. Florida State's wide receiver, Destin Hill, is still there. Jackie Douglas is still there. It's a small receiving core, if that makes sense. And I say small just comparing to, you don't have anybody with the frame of Johnny Wilson anymore. You don't have anybody with the dominance of Keon Coleman anymore. It's going to look a lot different. And this is just something I want to see. I've reading some practice reports, there's been a lot of drop passes, and that's been an issue at Florida State for a while now. Not necessarily last year, but all the years before that. So I'll be looking what this young receiving core can do. I know that they're fast. And obviously we're going to talk more about that because of what Mike Norvell said this week here in just a few moments. But another thing I want to look for is you're replacing a first-round guy in Jared Verse on the edge. And, you've got Marvin Jones Jr. coming in, and God, I know I'm going to butcher this guy's name, but Sione Lolohe, the transfer from Morgan State, the defensive end. You got those guys coming in, and Pat Payton's going to need somebody on that other end to either, one, take attention off of Pat Payton, or number two, somebody that can dominate if Pat Payton draws the double team, kind of like Verse did last year. It opened things up for Pat Payton to be pretty dominant and get a lot of PDs as well. So we need somebody on the other end that's going to be able to replace that production or that presence, really. So I want to see if Sione and Marvin Jones Jr. are going to be able to do that. I'll be looking for a lot of play. I think last year we were looking at Jaheim Bell, and we were watching what he was doing without the ball. And that's kind of what we'll be doing with these defensive ends. I want to see what they're doing without being part of the play, if that makes sense. I want to see what you're doing when you're not getting the sack. Because when you're getting the sack, it's obvious, right? You got the sack, you were dominant. But I want to see, Ray Allen, if you're an NBA fan, one of the most impressive things about Ray Allen was how he moved without the basketball. And that's kind of what I'm talking about here. Like, I want to see, like, if these guys are drawing, like, being so dominant that they're drawing double teams. And I expect Florida State's offensive line to be very good. So I know these guys will have a hell of a time in that spring game. But I am looking forward to that. That's the one thing that that concerns me a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. And another thing on the defensive side of the ball, and this is the last one I'm really looking forward to, and I don't know how much of this I'm going to see in the spring game necessarily, but I'll be looking for some of it, and obviously going into the season we'll be listening. But who's going to take over these leadership roles on the defense? I think on the offensive side of the ball, it's clear, right? You have DJ Uiagalelei coming in. You've got Lawrence Toafili, who's a veteran. You got Keziah Holmes, who's a veteran. Like, you've got your offensive leaders still there. Obviously, you're replacing Jordan Travis, and I don't think anybody can do that. From a leadership standpoint. But at least, like, on the offensive side of the ball, I'm not really concerned about that. On the defensive side of the ball, you lost Verse, you lost Fisk, you lost Deloach, you lost Bethune. You lost a lot, man. The FSU lost a lot on defense, and I'm looking to see who's going to take that role. I don't even have, I mean, DJ Lundy, in a sense, yes. I do think that there's a little bit of, I have a little bit of a beef with DJ Lundy, I guess, if you will. I'm glad he's back. I'm super excited that he came back to FSU. Thought it was weird, entered the transfer portal, committed to Colorado, skipped the bowl game, and then came back. That sours on me a little bit. But that, again, that's just me being petty probably. I guess that would be my biggest question mark of the offseason, truthfully. Renardo Green's gone. Jerrion Jones is gone. Man, just a lot of question marks on the defensive side of the ball, period, except for the secondary. I think the secondary will be fine. But who's going to take that role? Who's going to take that Jared Verse role off the field, that leadership role? It's important. It really is. All right. So Mike Norvell this past week called this team the strongest and the fastest that he's had in his time of FSU. In his time at FSU, excuse me. Am I buying or am I selling this? I will tell you that I'm going to hold, because I think I'm buying half of this statement and I'm selling the other half. I'll start negative here and I'll say, what am I selling? I don't know if this team is as strong as last year. Just because, I mean, I've been talking about it this whole time. That team went undefeated, man. We're going to call it 13-0. That team went undefeated. That team was big. Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, Fabian Lovett. You had just dogs, big beefy dogs on that team. And I think there's a lot of that this year as well, but I guess I'm selling that they're stronger. Not faster. There's no doubt about this. Especially when you start reading into like Malik Benson and Jaylen Brown, Jaylen Lucas coming in. These guys are lightning fast. And if the ball gets into a lot of these guys' hands, man, they're going to wreak havoc on defenses all season long. And, you know, I mean, maybe they are stronger. I don't have access to practice every day. I'm not the guy that gets to, you know, watch all these things. I don't get to see the team up close and personal. I see the team when you see the team. Television, any YouTube clips that get uploaded, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Those are when I see this team. So maybe they are bigger. Maybe they are stronger. I don't know. Bigger doesn't equal stronger, right? Strength is only measured by metrics. So these are things I don't see. So maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love this team to be stronger than last year, because if they were as physically dominant as they were last year and they're stronger this year, if you're telling me that, look out. This team could run the table again. Now, are they going to do that? We'll save that for another episode. But for now, guys, I'm going to get out of here. God, it was so good to be back and have a conversation with you guys. I was probably a little rusty. I felt like this went well, but I was probably a little rusty, and I'm sorry about that if I was. I'll be back on April 21st. That's what, just under 3 weeks from now. Right after the spring game, we'll talk about what I saw, what I liked, what I didn't like, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty and start looking forward to the 2024 Florida State football season. Thank you guys so much for listening. Leave a 5-star review on this podcast if you enjoyed it. If you didn't, fucking stop listening. I don't even know why you're still here. We're like 19 minutes in. We'll see you guys next time.